It's not easy being a liberal, Mark. We all stray from the straight and narrow from time to time, but when we need to unburden ourselves, we can always confess our liberal sins. If you want to take a turn in the liberal confessional, give us a call at 866-303-2270. That's 866-303-2270. But right now, it's my turn. Bless me, Brother Riley, for I've sinned.
How can I ease your burden, my son?
Well, look, as you know, they've told me I'm not going to be hosting the show anymore. Though I may be involved in some way.
How was that a confessional?
Well, I could have told them that I would do the show for less money.
My son, don't be desperate. You deserve to be paid for what you do.
Yeah, but I feel like maybe if I'd offered, things would have gone differently. I don't know.
You put in a lot of hard work on this show, and I think you should be compensated for that.
Yeah, I know. But maybe I feel a little greedy now. You know, liberals aren't supposed to be greedy.
Liberals also believe in fair play.
Well, yeah, but for me... I mean, I should get paid more so I can, what, have a bunch of yuppie crap I don't really need? I don't know.
You can always give your money to charities, Mark. It's the principle that matters here.
Yeah, but shouldn't I be helping the liberal cause here? You know, walking it like I talk it, my friend?
Do you really think you could help out the liberal cause in this network by taking less money?
Probably.
Well, I think I know your penance, Mark. I want you to march right in there to management and tell them you'll take less money to keep doing this show.
Oh, I forgot to tell you something, Riley. They didn't even offer me that choice.
They didn't?
No.
Wow, man. So,
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Sorry, man.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
Now go forth and sin no more.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Riley. Now, if anyone else out there wants to confess and seek absolution in our liberal confessional, you can give us a call right now at 866-303-2270. That's 866-303-2270. It's the cold, hard truth, my friend. You know what? Who's going to be on in a few minutes, Riley? We're going to take the confessions in just a second. We're going to log these confessions, these calls on our little screen here. Richard Branson.
Sir Richard Branson.
Yeah, maybe we can get him to buy the network. maybe we can get him to.
Does he have more money than Mike Bloomberg? I think he probably did.
I would hope so. Yeah, well, how much does Bloomberg have?
4.6, I think.
Yeah.
Give or take 100 mil.
Yeah, maybe. That's unbelievable.
Yes, it is.
You know what I mean? It's weird. I'm going to get him on the phone. I'm going to have to stop myself. You know when you know people are that rich, doesn't there a party that just wants to go, dude, give me some money. Just give me some money.
Give me a plane.
I'll take a plane.
Give me first-class tickets wherever I want to go for the rest of my life. Come on.
It's like that great Richard Pryor bit, you know, where he comes back home to where he grew up after he died.
Oh, yeah, Peoria. Yeah.
Right. And the guy, you're just still doing the same stuff you used to do around here. Give me a dollar. No. Just because you're you. Just give me a dollar.
Oh, my God.
All right, so we're going to be logging the confessions later in the show. As I said, we're going to have Richard Branson on here. We're also going to talk to Chris Elliott. Very funny guy.
He's crazy. He's crazy.
I haven't seen him around in a while. We're also going to get a little into the Alito thing. We'll talk a little bit about the leak scandal. I'll tell you a little bit more about what's going on here at Air America for me, or as much as I know. And that should be it. That should be the show. So we're logging confessions, 866-303-2270. It's 57 past the hour. You're listening to Air America Radio's Morning Sedition.
Morning Sedition on Air America Radio.
Blah, 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 blah.
6 past the hour. It's Morning Sedition for the time being. I'm Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley.
Hi.
You're listening to Air America Radio. We got the confession docket up here on the screen in front of me. We're taking confessions here in the Liberal Confessional. We will be talking about some of the news in a little bit, just a little while. Riley, you said something that made me very upset. You said that maybe this guy Alito might not be stoppable, and that scares me a little bit.
Well, he's going to be tough to stop without a united group of Democratic legislators.
You hear that, Democratic?
Which I'm not sure we've put in office.
Oh, my God. All right, Robin in Florida, what's your confession, Robin?
Hey, Robin.
Hi.
Hi.
Well, first of all, I missed all the stuff on Friday because we didn't have power.
Uh-huh.
My confession is that I spent the week before the hurricane just feeling joy and glee and pleasure at the thought of the indictments that were coming the following Friday.
Right.
And I think myself and many other Floridians actually brought this hurricane upon ourselves.
Why? Because
we could not watch TV. We couldn't hear Chris Matthews rehash. We couldn't hear anybody talk about it. We were incommunicado.
So how did you bring it on yourself? Just because you were...
It's simple joy.
So what's the sin? What's the sin here, Robin?
My sin was such pleasure beyond belief to hear of the Bush woes.
Let me help you out. Lewis Scooter Libby will be arraigned on criminal charges on Thursday. Two counts of perjury, two counts of lying to federal investigators, one count of obstruction.
There's a
possible conspiracy. You have done nothing wrong. This is not anything to feel bad about. It is not even Schadenfreude. It is justice, Robin. And, you know, enjoy it.
Now, can I tell you how we got our phone and how we got our power back? And this might help you with Morning Sedition.
Okay, quickly.
All right, very fast. I'm Jewish, and I was looking for, you know, long-lasting candles. Yahrzeit candles only last 24 hours.
Yahrzeit candles, sure.
So I went for the Santa Maria candles. I lit three 7-day candles. We got our phone back. I lit the last two 20 minutes later. Our power came back.
Oh, my God.
This is my cure for everybody in Florida and to keep your job.
Okay. So light a Santa Maria candle. Okay. Thank you.
No, at least five.
Oh, five.
All right, Robin.
I'll show you where the nearest Botanica is.
Thank you very much.
You have a great day, and I'm going to miss you if you're not here, and I hope you are.
Oh, thank you. I hope I am too, Robin. Thank you so much.
Take care, Robin.
How hilarious is that? The Yahrzeit candle, only 24 hours on that one. Santa Maria candles, five of them. She got everything back on. That's hilarious. All right, 20 past the hour. Mark Maron here with Mark Riley.
Hey.
It's Morning Sedition. That's right, folks. It is Morning Sedition here on Air America Radio. It is Morning Sedition for the time being. I'll tell you, man, we got a few confessions still lined up here. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about what's going on here with me at Air America Radio a little later. We got Chris Elliott coming up. We got the Slander Minute. But right now, the confessional is still open. Chris in Iowa, how have you sinned? What is your sin, Chris?
Well, I'm bless me, brothers, for about to sin.
Yes, you're about to.
I've been a vegetarian for 12 years now, and I am literally right now sitting next to a sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit.
Oh my God, it's right there!
Don't pick it up,
dude. Wait, do you eat fish?
Yeah. Hey.
Okay, you eat fish. Okay, so I'm in the same boat as you, right?
Yeah. I don't eat fish either. I don't eat anything with eyeballs or anything with a mama. I haven't for 12 years.
That's the rule. No eyeballs, no mama.
That's right. And so I go in the restaurant to get an egg and cheese biscuit. I do the, you know, and they gave me the wrong one.
How does an egg not have a mama?
Because it's not, you know, they're not, it's too early. I don't want to get into the philosophical. Anyway, I'm sitting next to sausage.
Oh, man, dude.
It's swine.
Dude.
It's not even like just... chicken.
Oh, I know Riley can attest to that.
Yeah, man.
What can we do to help him? This is an intervention call. This dude is in trouble, man. He needs help. He's sitting there next to sausage, Riley.
What do I do with this thing? I can't throw it out the window. That's wasteful. I don't know what to do. You can throw it out the window.
It's not wasteful if you're not planning on eating it.
I think what you should do is give it to. Where are you in Iowa?
Where am I? I'm near Davenport, Iowa.
So is there anybody around that looks like they could use a sausage sandwich?
No, see, that's the thing. It's Iowa.
It's Iowa.
It's just corn. There's a cow. I'm not going to throw it to the... I don't know what to do. I'm like sitting next to a bomb here. I don't know what to say. It smells so good, Mark.
I know, dude. I know. Well, look, Chris, you know, are you still in the parking lot of the restaurant? You're driving? What are you doing?
I'm driving. I'm on my way to work.
Oh, man. Dude, I think it's time. It's time to give a surprise present to someone at work today.
There you go.
I know it's a weird present, but I'm sure, I don't know where you work, if there's a cubicle situation, if you have a crush on somebody, go, surprise.
I work at a high school. I'm a high school teacher.
Oh, my God. Here it is.
Who wastes
okay,
the last test?
Here's your penance, Chris. You take that sandwich into your high school class. What do you teach?
I teach Spanish.
Okay, this is an interesting day. It's going to be an interesting day in Chris's Spanish class. Chris, you're going to go in there, and you're going to put that thing on the table and just let it sit there for a minute on your desk. And with the students, they're going to go, what the hell is this? And you say, this sandwich is causing me problems. And I want you to explain, to that class the virtues of vegetarianism and why you became a vegetarian. And then ask them, who wants to eat this sandwich now? And whoever raises their hand first, they get the sandwich.
Who wants my used sausage, egg, and cheese biscuits? Okay, I will. All right.
Well, thank you, guys.
Thank
you, Chris. Spread the gospel of vegetarianism. Nothing with a, what was it? Nothing with a mama or...
Right, or eyeballs.
Okay, all right. Thank you, Chris. You take care.